Welcome back to Kansas City and the MIAA Basketball Media Day, and we're now talking Lady Hornet basketball. And before we bring in Coach Toby Wynn and Treasure Job and Mary Lake, let's run down the way the polls look. Emporia State, the women were picked 6th in the coaches' poll and 7th in the media poll. Missouri Southern is the favorite in both the polls, with Fort Hays State number 2. In the coaches' poll, it's Nebraska Kearney, Missouri Western, and Central Missouri ahead of Emporia State. And over on the media side, it's Central Missouri 3rd, Nebraska Kearney 4th, Missouri Western is 5th, and Northwest Missouri State 6th. And we'll start with Coach Toby Wynn. And this is a basketball team where you graduated some quality players, but you bring back a good group of players who including Treasure Job, that gained a lot of valuable playing experience, and hopefully last season turns out to be a great motivator for your players.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously the year didn't go the way any of us had planned. I mean, we didn't anticipate having the kind of season we had. We had to like battle through some adversity throughout the entire year, it seemed like, and a lot of time in my career we've been able to kind of hide it a little bit and try to get through some of that, but this past season is just a little more difficult the way the season broke down and went. And I would tell you that, this year's team is, I think, totally opposite from what we had a year ago. And I think it's, from that perspective, it's probably starts off the floor with just the chemistry amongst our players and the vibe that we have amongst our team. And, a lot of it starts with these two I have right here, right now. And being able to, incorporate everybody, get everybody on the same page and do things together as a team and as a group. And, that's something that's been really good for me to see. It's created a good vibe. And then, obviously with the new people we brought into the mix, I feel like we've added more depth and, better playmaking too as well, from what we lost.
And this is going to be pun intended. One of the big reasons why you maybe struggled a little bit is you were missing a Mary Lakes, and you didn't have a lot of size that you could turn to. As you mentioned on the podium, you like the inside out game. Granted, you like shooting the threes, and you made a lot of them last year. But when you have that post presence, it takes a lot of pressure off those guards that make the shots from the perimeter.
Yeah, I think all of us are, excited about having, somebody in the middle that can, be a force, can do some things around the basket and, rebound the basketball. But, I think the thing that can get lost with Mary is a little bit is that she just has a great basketball IQ as well. She's a really good ball handler. She's a good passer. She understands the game very well. And so from that perspective, we can use her in a whole different, different way sometimes. And that helps. And I think, Treasure would probably be the first to tell you just having, a post player with her ability to be able to come out and set a ball screen for her, or create some opportunities for her, obviously opens up some things for her too as well. And so I just think having that, we haven't had it. We haven't really had a dominant, inside presence to be able to go to the last few years. And it just makes a massive difference for us. I mean, this is Mary's third year. The first year we hoped she was going to get a waiver, and the NCAA didn't let it happen. Last year, obviously, she had the injury. So this year for her, having a chance to step in and be a factor where people can actually see her play and do things has been very motivating. And we're looking forward to it.
Let's start with Mary. How excited are you to finally get a chance to play basketball again?
Very excited.
Now, for you, what's been the biggest challenge of coming back from the injury and getting ready for this season?
I feel like it's just mental. Everything is mental. So me thinking about where I was before and where I'm at now, it's not the same, but we get in there.
For you, what's this early practice, these early practices, what's going to be some of the things you're going to be looking for from yourself to try to gauge where you're at?
Everything I was before.
Can you tell us a little bit more of what? Because we haven't had a chance to see you play. What is it about your game that makes you good? Or do we need to ask Coach that question?
Yeah,
excellent. I mean, for those of us that have seen Mary, when she's been really at a high level, I mean, she has great hands to start with. She can catch anything you throw to her. And then, she has good skill set inside. She can go right and she can go left either way. And, she's just commanding in the middle, and she can rebound everything too. And, just those things in general right there just make her, a really high-level player. And I think just her demeanor as she is as a person too with her teammates and how she how she is in practice with her, you know, positivity and how she can kind of get her team going. It brings a lot to our team also. And, you know, I think people are going to be excited when they watch her play and get to see her play.
And Treasure, for you, boy, this is about the 10th year we've talked to you at the MIAA Media Day. But for you, how much are you looking forward to this upcoming season?
I'm just really excited, actually. For the coaches to bring me back, and after the year we had, I mean, it's just like a redemption year. I just watched the movie Redeem Team. Like, I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we left out last season.
So you guys have been able to work out together and do some things together before you even start practice. What is it about those early workouts that really has you excited?
I mean, the workouts are great, but I want to even go off the court. We hang out as a team. There's a lot of more team bonding. Like, we're always trying to figure out something to do. Like, hey, let's have dinner. Let's have brunch. Like, the team chemistry is just a lot more different than how it was last year, even the previous years. It's just everything is starting off the court. So when we come on the court, like, we're even more glued, and the team chemistry is just great.
Well, all of you have been through the COVID time. Do you feel like that is behind you and that has made you maybe better basketball players and maybe made you going into this season a better basketball team?
I would say so. I mean, you just can't take anything for granted. Like, the COVID year, we couldn't play those out-of-conference games that could have probably put us in better position. Just going into this season, can't take any game for granted, especially last year after having injuries and players out. Just everyone has to be ready for whatever may come our way.
For you, Treasure, where do you feel like maybe you've improved your game going into this season?
My game, I would say definitely being, I mean, I kind of said this last year, but being a lot more vocal, and like Coach said with Mary, like, she's positive. So just trying to be more positive for my teammates who may be struggling through practice when coaches get on them or whatever the case may be.
And what has it meant to your game to have the option, like Mary, to be able to go inside if you need to?
Like Coach said, like, even with the ball screens, like, that just takes a lot of pressure off because, I mean, it's hard to get around a big screener like Mary, or even if she doesn't come out and screen, just being able to have that option to go inside and know that probably 9 times out of 10 we can get a good bucket.
So, if Mary, for you, how excited are you for this season?
I'm excited. I don't even know how to explain how excited I am. Like Coach said, I've been here for 3 years. It's my third year, and I haven't been able to play. So I'm excited.
Well, Coach, this is a basketball team that a lot of people are you look at the conference standings. I'm guessing you're going to take this and show it to the team and say, now we have something to prove.
I mean, we'll use it as motivation for sure. I mean, we all feel that way. But, gosh, the MIAA and the women's side is probably as deep as it's ever been. There's probably 8 teams that are capable of being NCAA tournament teams and, you know, making runs into the NCAAs. And so we understand that. I mean, Missouri Southern was picked 9th a year ago, and they won the league, right? So, you know, there's just so many different variables that come into play throughout the course of the season. You know, for us being picked where we are, it is what it is. It's not going to deter from the fact that our players are motivated. They're wanting to get back to the upper level of the conference where we feel like we belong, and so they've been working hard to try to do that.
Well, thanks for stopping by. I know there are other people that are going to want to talk to you guys. Have a great season. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to that first road trip to Norman, Oklahoma. Are you guys looking forward to that game?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't wait to go there.
Mary says, yeah, I can wait. Get on that floor and show what I can do. Well, great, ladies, have a great season, and look forward to seeing you on the floor.
Thanks for having us.
That's Treasure Job, along with Mary Lakes and Emporia State Lady Hornet basketball coach Toby Wynn, joining us here from the MIAA Basketball Media Days, where the Emporia State Lady Hornets were picked to finish 6th by the coaches and 7th by the media, while the Emporia State men were picked to finish 5th by both the coaches and the media. From MIAA Media Day in Kansas City, I'm Greg Ray, KVOE, live and local.